Okay, the question that we're dealing with is, what is a religious Jew? Okay, how do you, when are you considered a religious Jew? Okay, the answer is somebody that understands and accepts the 13 basic principles of faith. They have to understand and accept, okay? Right. When that happens, when they understand and accept the 13 basic principles, then that is defined as a religious Jew, okay? That's according to the Rambam, according to Maimonides, okay? All right, now the question is, if you understand and accept the 13 animamins, what happens? Two things happen. One is that you're accepted into a certain group of people. We'll call it the brotherhood. Okay? That this group of people, that you are accepted by these people as a group, and you are joined together by the 13 principles. All people that accept 13 principles become a group, okay? And you must be, and you're accepted in the group, okay? Now, the I'd just like a little clarification about the group, okay? In other words, it's not that you're not nice to other people, but they're accepted differently. In other words, let me put it this way. There are three types of friends. There's a friend that you're friendly with them you could use them in a certain way. Okay, like business people are friends because they could, because of what they could get out of each other, only to make money. So they're friendly together only insofar as they can make money. The diplomats, you understand, they're only friendly insofar as they could further their own cause. But they use each other, but they're friendly. They're friends. They have a certain feeling, but the feeling is based on using. Then there's the friendship of psychological friendship, where I'm drawn to you because I somehow identify with you. Basically, it's where two people have the same fantasies and they enjoy the same fantasies, so they're drawn together. Okay, but it's a psychological connection. That's a little closer than the first kind. But then there's the third kind, and that's a philosophical connection. Philosophical connection means that I'm drawn to you because we both have the same philosophy, and the philosophy is so important that that's who I'm drawn to. This is the friendship of King David and Yonatan. Yonatan was Saul's son. They're very, very close. One was willing to give up his life for the other. Okay? So the thing is, but their friendship was based on a philosophical friendship. Now, if you want to have the friendship, that high level of friendship, where it's a philosophical friendship, ideas have to be real to you. I'd like to give you an example that came up in class, and that is this. Sometimes a kid is called to the office, or a teacher wants to speak to the kid. And I ask the kids, there are a lot of kids that as soon as they're called, they automatically feel, what did I do wrong? That they did something wrong, right? Now, I said, how many times is that feeling correct? either once in your 4 years in high school or never. Sometimes it's never correct. Every once in a while you really did something, but then you know that you did it. You know what I mean? You know that you're being called in because you did something wrong. But most of the times, that feeling is wrong, yet the feeling always comes up. So I can't get rid of the feeling, but at least when I'm called to the office, I should make the decision, according to statistics, I should be called, I'm being called not because I'm in trouble. And I should not give in to that emotion. So the thing is that to begin with, you must get above the emotion. There are different emotions that affect you, and you have to check out how many times they're right. You know, the weather reports are most of the time wrong, but they only tell you when they're right. You know what I mean? So you have to check the statistics of how many times they're right and how many times they're wrong to know how much trust you could put in it. And that's the same thing with everything. It should be guided not by your feelings, but by statistics, okay? So that's the brotherhood. The brotherhood here means that there's a philosophical connection, and if you reach the level where philosophical connections are the important thing, then that person is automatically accepted into the group. You automatically are a friend to that person because of that philosophical connection. It has nothing to do with the psychological. That is the brotherhood. Once you join understand and accept the 13 animamins, okay? The second thing is you get a place in Olam Haba, even though you have sinned. In other words, if you sin and you can't help yourself, and or something happened and an emotion took over, okay? So in that situation, you still have a portion in the world to come. But if you don't keep halacha because, or you sin because you're not in the mood, or you don't feel like it, or you just don't care, then that's not a commitment. That's not really accepting the 13 animamins, because part of the 13 basic fundamentals is that God gave the Torah on Mount Sinai. So if you accept that, then you have to accept all the mitzvos. Okay. What if you don't accept the 13? So then the opposite is true. You're not accepted in the brotherhood. You understand? And there's no philosophical relationship to the person. There might be psychological for some reason. I have to deal with him or something. I might deal with him on the lower level because we're in business, so I have to deal with him. But the thing is, it's not the philosophical relationship. And the person has no place in the Olam Haba. Okay, that is according to the Rambam, what is a religious Jew? Okay, are there any questions? Okay, the question is like this. We have to accept the 13 basic principles of faith. You have to accept Torah because we get it from Torah. Okay? Now, the thing is, but the problem is, one of the basic principles of faith is to accept Torah. Yet you have to accept Torah before you accept the basic principle of faith. Okay? So it comes out like, if you're going to accept the basic principles of faith, which is based on accepting Torah, so you already accept it. That's your question, Shirley. Is that correct? The answer is that I must have a proof from outside of Torah that the Torah is correct. That's the first proof. I can't use Torah to prove Torah. So I must prove Torah. Somehow I must, without accepting Torah, I prove the phenomenon that happened on Mount Sinai. But then once you accept Torah, then he's saying one of the basic principles of Torah is to accept the Torah from Sinai. That is a basic principle of faith. But that I get from the Torah, because the Rambam is isolating these 13 ideas to evaluate which is essential and which is not essential as a basic foundation, and which ideas are not basic foundation. So therefore, accepting Torah, he says, when you read the Torah, you see that's one of the basic foundations. But to prove Torah, I can't accept Torah. I have to prove it from without. I have to prove that God gave the Torah on Mount Sinai without accepting Torah. That's the first step. That you know that God gave the Torah on Mount Sinai. Then once you have that, then one of the basic principles is that you must accept that God gave the Torah on Mount Sinai.